Let's pray. Lord and Father, we thank you this evening that you have called us to be your children. We thank you for the blessings that we enjoy as your children. Thank you for the opportunity of gathering with others who love you. We just pray that this time together, this evening, can be a time of blessing, of inspiration, and encouragement, and praise. And most of all, worship to you. Ask your special blessing on Lyle and the chorus as they present this program. Be with us and attend us with your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise ye, Jehovah.
We recently had a Thanksgiving holiday, so that is why I decided to start the program this year with a little Thanksgiving section, realizing that it's appropriate to thank the Lord all year long, and that hearts of gratitude are important to maintain our relationship with God.
As most of you know, my grandma has been in the hospital for most of the last 3 weeks. There were a lot of days when we really didn't know what was going to happen. The stress of not knowing wore us all down. I was thinking about this one day before a program, when Mr. Stutzman reminded us that these programs are all about giving. My first thought was, but I don't have anything left to give. It seemed so wrong that at the time I felt most needy, I was expected to give. I felt so weak and empty. "Give thanks," the next song we're singing says, "Let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks." It has helped me to see that even when I am weak, Jesus is strong. It is when I am empty and don't have anything of my own to give, that he can fill me with his love and give through me. His love makes us strong. God has given us an amazing gift, his Son. Because of him, we can be strong even when we feel weak. No matter how poor we are, he has made us rich beyond measure. The Bible says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." And I felt the truth of that promise in my life. The song then reminds us to give thanks because of what he's done for us. When we see all he has given, it is the only right response. As you listen to us sing the next song, remember the strength we have through the gift God has given us, Jesus Christ.
Well, this is the Spanish class, and I've been privileged to teach this group of students, and we've had, I've had just a really good bunch of students to work with, and I've really enjoyed introducing them to the beauties of the Spanish language. It was kind of hard to decide what songs to sing, but the ones I finally decided on, the first one is Con Que Pagaremos. This is one of my favorite songs, and I want to just quickly say the words in English for you so you can understand or know what we're singing. The first verse says, How shall we repay a love so immense that you gave your life for the sinner? In exchange, receive the humble offering of my heart. Then it goes on to say, When the night extends its mantle, my tear-filled eyes I will fix on thee. Lifting my eyes, I will see the stars. I know that behind them, like a loving father, you watch over me. I cannot repay you with gold or silver for the great sacrifice you made for me. I don't have anything to give you for loving me so much. Receive this song mixed with tears and my heart. The second song, Soplo del Cielo, you know as Breath of Heaven. And the final song, O Santissimo Felicissimo, O Most Holy, Most Happy, Most Blessed Time of Christmas, talks about Christ coming to save a lost world and the heavenly choirs that welcomed him and how he is the Prince of Peace came to give us comfort. So disfruten, enjoy.
Oh.
a bit of a participation section. This will, you can look at your packets that you found on your benches for this one. This music is music from the Taze community. And just a little bit about the Taze community. It is an ecumenical Christian monastic order in Taze, France. And so it was founded in 1940 as a sanctuary for Second World War prisoners of war. And it is life in the community focuses on prayer and Christian meditation. So it is not trying to be, the person who started it and the people who are still running it are not trying to make it a movement, whereas you want to become a Taze, like you would want to become another denomination or something like that. It's more trying to encourage Christians of all kinds to focus. Let's see if I can find it. I'm not finding exactly what I wanted to say there. But to lead them, I guess, in prayer and meditation kinds of things. And so I'm sure we wouldn't agree with everything about the movement, but I think something very valuable that it brings to us is its music. The music of Taze has spawned a unique style of worship music that reflects the meditative nature of the community. Taze music emphasizes simple phrases, usually lines from the Psalms or other pieces of Scripture, repeated and sometimes also sung in canon or as a round. The repetition is intended to aid meditation and prayer. And I just thought, I want to give the high schoolers an opportunity to sing some Taze music. They can see what it's like and hopefully learn some of these songs, which are scripture songs, and have them run through their heads. A good way to meditate is to have something run through your mind. So it is my hope that by singing some of these songs with us this evening, you will have something that will stick in your head too and maybe help you meditate on some scripture that way. I think they're beautiful songs. They're short. They're often repeated. We won't repeat them as often as they would be, say, in a Taze service. But this first one, we will just sing for you, and then after that, we'll sing some for you and have you joining us then. So the first one, Adoramus Te, and that verse is translated then on the first verse of the English. We adore your name. thankful. We will sing it once through, and then you will sing it once through with us. Sing it just about as softly and meditatively as we can.
Wait for the Lord, whose day is near. Wait for the Lord, be strong, take heart.
To, O Lord, hear my prayer. Sing verse 1, and then you can join us in singing verses 1 and 2.
O Lord,
Let's sing this one twice.
Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
And the last one we'll do is Gloria. If you turn back to that one. This one is written as a round, so we will sing it as a round. But first of all, I have to teach you the song before you can sing it as a round, I guess. So, we will sing it for you, we'll sing the melody for you once, and then you can join us in singing the melody maybe twice through, just so you're very confident about it. And then I'll divide the congregation up into four different parts and we'll sing it as a round.
Gloria.
Sake. Also, the translation is the English is there as the translation. Glory to God in the highest.
Gloria.
Next song with the Music One class is about, I think, about 550 years old, which I think is neat. Not everyone does, but I think it is. It means it has to be at least good enough for people to not have thrown it away and forgotten it forever. It was written by Guillaume Dufay. He was the most famous and influential composer in Europe in the mid-15th century. So I think it's good that we do something by him. This one is in Latin as well, and it is just part of the song. We'll just sing the last part of the song. So we jump right in, and here's what it means. Who sits at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. Since you alone are holy, you alone are master, you alone are the highest, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of the Father. Amen. And it's written as a round, so you'll hear two groups just singing the same line, several measures apart, and the other, and there's sort of an accompaniment part along with it that's kind of a repeated thing as well, with the two guys on the side providing that. So I hope you enjoy Gloria ad modum tubi be.
Qui sedes ad dexterum patri,
number 393 in your church hymnals. You may turn to that if you care to, because you will be singing verse 3 with us. Last year I decided I would choose a song, a new song out of the church hymnal each year. in case I would be here more than 1 year. And since I am, I chose this one. And so it gives them a chance to learn a new song out of a hymnal that they may be using in church. And it also gives the audience a chance to hear a new song that they may be able to sing in church at some point in their lives. So I'd like you to sing the melody on verse 3. Everyone sings the melody on verse 3. This God is Our Refuge section with the song Dide Ta Deo, which may be familiar to a number of you. The high school has sung it before, and I guess even in the past, 1 year when they sang it, they had previous high school choir members come up and join them. Well, I was planning to do that even before I knew that they had done it before, so I'm going to do it even if it's not original. So, all those of you who have sung this in choir before and who know the song, can come up and join us and just find a place around here and we will sing it together.
Deo, 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 Deo.
Several songs composed by the Music 2 class. They have two composition assignments for the semester, and this is their first one. Their second one is due on Tuesday. So you may give them encouragement afterward about the importance of being timely with their assignment and proofreading and all that good stuff. I've been trying as well. First one is Round Me Falls the Night by Kenneth Shank. And for most of them, just put one verse of a poem. So we'll just be singing one verse. The second one, however, Garden of Love by Tryphena Schrock, we'll be singing several verses of that one. And if you're unsure of, if you're not quite able to follow that one and you'd like to look it up later to follow the poem a little better, it's by William Blake, by the poem of that same title. And the last one, The Light of God by Jared Shetler.
Save your be my light through the I really like the next song, God Speaks to Me Today. The first verses talk about ways that God speaks to us. It is important to listen to God speak to us, but unfortunately, it is often difficult to hear him speak and to know what God's will is for us in our lives. In Job 33, Elihu is encouraging Job to listen to God speak to him. In verse 14, it says, "For God does reveal his will. He speaks not only once, but more than once, even though men do not regard it." Elihu goes on to say how God speaks to some people in a dream, through messengers from God, or during a time of sickness. In verses 29 to 30 it says, "Behold, God does all these things oftentimes with men, to bring back his soul from the pit, that he may be enlightened with the light of life. Unfortunately, we are often distracted and do not hear his attempts." The song gives several examples of things that can keep us from hearing God speak to us. Some of these things are the noisy world, our pride, our guilt, and our busy schedules. In the last verse, there's a transition. It is a prayer asking God to help me listen, to help me know, and to show me the way to go. As we sing the last verse, I ask you to pray with us that God would speak to you in a way that you can clearly understand him.
behalf of the Pilgrim Schools, thank you for your support and your generosity. It is through the giving and through the giving of the community that the school runs, and I think that's a neat setup. And also through your support, through volunteering, a lot of ways that we as teachers feel your support. We appreciate that very much. And this last song is just a prayer of blessing for you. The Lord bless you and keep you, taken from Numbers, a beautiful prayer that the Lord would give us, ultimately give us peace.